Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley. This is Business Rockstars, and I'm joined by Joseph Collins. He is the CEO of Punch TV Studios. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm honored and happy to be here.
Awesome. We're so glad you're here. And you have had a fascinating journey. You started as a reporter, then you're a pastor, then entrepreneur, CEO. So tell me a little bit about your journey to how you got to where you are today.
Well, I've always been an entrepreneur. Uh-huh. Even from a kid, I didn't just become an entrepreneur. There's two things I've kind of always been. I've kind of always had a love for television because I've always, I used to make stop animation movies in my backyard. When I was growing up, the school gave me a little 8mm camera. And I'd instead of, you know how kids play with Hot Wheels? And
yeah.
I took my Hot Wheels. I built a city on a table about this size. And I had all the cities and streets and everything. And I would do stop animation movies with the camera that my school gave me.
Wow.
And that really inspired. That was really an inspiring thing for my teacher, Barbara Barkermeyer. And
most kids were not doing that when they were young.
He was like, hey, well.
So what would you say was your first entrepreneurship endeavor?
For real or for fake?
Let's talk for real for a second. Yeah.
So my first real one was for this camera, I had to buy this thing. It was a clicker to do stop animation. And so the school gave me the camera, but they didn't give me the little clicker. And I can't remember the name of it, but it's a little clicker. And what it does is it moves the frame of the camera one frame at a time. And the clicker cost $14, which at that time was a huge amount of money because there was no way I was going to my mother and asking my mom to give me $14 to get this little clicker to make these little films that she thought was kind of weird anyway, right? So, what I did was I says, okay, I had to find a way to get this little clicker so I can make my stop animation movies. And so I went around to the real estate agents in my area, and I went to the real estate agent and I would say, hey, listen, is there anything I can do for you? Anything. I don't care what it is. As long as you pay me, I will do it. Right.
You do need to pay me, though.
As long as you pay me, I will do it. With the object is, I mean, so this real estate agent says, listen, here's what I'll do. I'll pay you $100, right?
Wow.
To put out 5,000 flyers on people's doors in your neighborhood. I said, $100 for 5,000 flyers. I said, when are you going to pay me? He says, well, as soon as you're done, I'll pay you. I sat there and I thought about it. And I said, you know, you have to pay me $150. He says, what? $150? Which, you know, he was trying to really get over on me because I was a kid doing this. I said, you pay me $150 and I will put out all 5,000 of your flyers from wherever you
so
want
you
me to put it.
You learned the art of negotiation very early on there. I love it.
Very early on. So
cool. So then you were a reporter and a pastor, still are a pastor. Yeah, so how have these different hats that you've worn impacted Punch TV Studios?
My love for television and media is phenomenal. As far back as I could remember, I wanted to be in television. And I wanted to tell stories that inspired people's lives. So being in ministry, you get to hear so many wonderful stories about people's lives, and you get to see the transformation of people from one state of their life to another state of their life. And when you see the transformation, you'd be like, wow, if a million people could see how this person's lives were transformed, you know, that could help a lot of other people. So the idea was, how do you build a business model around watching other, telling stories about people's lives who've been transformed?
Yeah.
And I love it. I absolutely love it. Really, truly.
Amazing. All right. Well, more coming up. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, joined by Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. So what would you say is your strength as an entrepreneur?
My greatest strength as an entrepreneur is really two things. One, I never quit. I mean, we at Punch have had some really dark days. We've had days where we wanted to throw up our hands and just say, you know, to hell with this, right? And two is I trust my gut. I trust my ability to bring things to the next level. And I think that is the two things that have kept me through the really, 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 really dark days.
So tell me about one of those dark days or an obstacle that you've had to overcome and how you did it.
When we got big, and not now, but before, when we got big first, I hired all the wrong people.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you, one of the worst mistakes you can make as an entrepreneur is to hire all the wrong people.
Oh, man.
Literally, it's better to
pay. How did that happen?
Because, you know, in entertainment, you have so many people who want to be in there, but there's very few professionals.
Mm.
You know, there's a lot of people who are novices and they think they're professionals, but they're not ready to play pro ball in the world of entertainment.
And that's really interesting because a lot of times I talk to entrepreneurs and they say, oh, hire people based upon their passion. But these people maybe had passion, but they were lacking the skill set. Is
that
right?
You need the skill set to... It's one thing to have a vision. It's another thing to execute the vision.
Right.
Right. So now the people I hire now are people that actually execute vision. I don't really hire people where they have a vision and then I've got to execute with them a whole time. That's just not an effective model to be a large company. And that was one of the most tremendous mistakes that I made.
So how do you measure, though, whether or not someone's good at executing something when you're just in the hiring process and you're really not throwing them out there into your business yet?
Well, you know, when you're an entrepreneur, you really just throw people out.
Yeah, so there is a little bit of that
trial and error. But, what I would do is that even if I thought was a person who was a failure, I would still carry them. You know, instead of like, look, let me do you
Got
a favor.
It.
Let me get rid of you. You know, at the time, nobody wants to really fire anybody. Like, you know, it's not the most pleasant thing you do to fire somebody.
Yeah.
Right? So, and you can't always hire somebody to fire people for you. So, you know, you can't do that. So, you know, and so I would carry people that I shouldn't carry. And you know, they milked the bank. You know, they milked the bank. They knew they weren't doing the job. And I knew they weren't doing the job, but I really carried them. And that was a fatal mistake for my business in the early days.
Yeah. How do you stay organized as an entrepreneur?
I have an incredible team now. My team is awesome, really. For the most part, my team is awesome.
Good executors.
Very excellent executors. They work with me. A lot of my team members have been with me up to 8 years now. You know, and they really get it, you know, and we really just hold our departments that we're holding together. More importantly is I understand my role as a CEO now, whereas before, you know, you're kind of know you're the boss, but you're not real comfortable being the boss. Well, me, I had to grow into my own skin and be comfortable as the boss.
And how did you do that? And how would you describe
trial and error
role now?
Trial and error, trial and error. You know, after you get, after people do you a lot of ways, after a while, you'd be like, okay, I've seen this before. Okay, we ain't doing that today.
Yeah, you know? So better discernment, maybe?
Better discernment. Better quality of the people that I choose now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, better quality. Because we have the money now, so we can choose better people. We can, and not necessarily somebody is a bad person. It's just that when you're under the gun, especially in what we're doing right now, you know, investors, they don't care whether you've got a best person or bad person. All they care about is the bottom line.
Yeah.
Where are the financial results from my investment? And when you look at it from, am I able to, is this person going to help me deliver financial results to my investment body, in my case? And if it's no, I have to get rid of them, because then my investors, in my case, could get rid of me. And so
right.
this is, you know, one of the things that I just have a very clear vision of where I want to go.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's a lot of creativity in what you do.
Oh,
how do
yeah.
you stay creative?
I'm going to tell you something about that for me now.
Yeah.
For me, I've lost all creativity. I'm a businessman.
Oh, no. Okay.
But what I try to do now is create through other people. I try to bring other people along and kind of mentor them along to help bring their ideas out and understand how to market their ideas so they can sell it. And sometimes people don't understand, just because you have an idea for a movie or a television show, it might be the best idea in the world. It's not about your idea. The idea in our case is, can we sell it? And if we can't sell it, then your idea is not a viable thing.
Right.
So now I try to live vicariously, because when you have the responsibilities and you're always doing financial statements, you know, we're a public company, so you're always doing financial statements, you're always doing things with the SEC, you have to report to FINRA, you have to report to, you kind of lose a little bit of that creative juice for when you just started as a guy who wants to do a TV show. You know, now our goal is to do over 300 TV shows over the next 3.5 years. So you have to now create through people and build leadership to help you execute it.
Got it. All right. We are going to be right back with my guest, Joseph Collins. He is the CEO of Punch TV Studios. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
It's Jeff from Cat Spot Litter. If you own a cat, you know how much of a hassle it is buying that heavy, dusty clay litter at the store every couple weeks. Are you ready to save time and money? Well, listen up. I've invented a new cat litter that is lightweight, dust-free, and made from 100% real coconut. It's called Cat Spot Litter. There ain't nothing better at zapping cat urine smells either. The best part, for only $15, we ship a 30-day supply right to your front door. Shoot, we even offer a money-back guarantee. Jump on the coconut bandwagon and get rid of that toxic clumping clay litter. Start thinking healthy for you, your cat, and our planet. Go to catspotlitter.com and give it a try. Use promo code SAVE for 15% off your first order. Hey, I appreciate you listening.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley. This is Business Rockstars. And today's rock star, Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. So right away, tell me, what is Punch TV Studios?
Punch TV Studios, we develop television shows and movies. That's our core business that we're are licensing and are going to license all over the world. We are just preparing now to launch our animation division, so I'm really excited about our animation. And as a part of our business, although not our core business, as we have a small television network now, which consists of five TV stations at this point, and we're going to grow it bigger. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be phenomenal. And and that's it. You know, I just have a vision to make movies and tell stories about people's lives that ordinarily would never be told. And I think I can do it in a very fiscally successful way.
That's awesome. And obviously, a lot of people are making content these days. The key is to have a niche audience and a specific content. So what would you say is your specific and unique content that you guys create?
Well, we do everything. You know, we have some great entertainment shows. We have some great movies. We really try to speak to the urban audience because it's an audience that I really understand. And urban in terms of urban culture, not urban ethnicity. A lot of people think, oh, he's a black guy, so he's doing black. No, it's not. It's more urban culture. And we I really understand that niche. And I I'm excited about what we where we can go in that. And I think there's a lot of opportunities there. And
is it an underserved market?
It's completely and totally underserved, although some are getting around to it a little better than others. But it's completely underserved. We're gonna be able to employ a lot of actors. Because you think we're going to make 300 movies, so that's a lot of actors. There's going to be a lot of directors, a lot of... We're going to create a lot of new jobs in entertainment for what we're doing. And I just think it's exciting. And we're going to really talk to this market, and we're going to really make some amazing shows. Really amazing.
And why are you so passionate about this community specifically?
Well, I'm passionate for two reasons. One, because urban Americans, by and large, do not get a chance to participate in capital markets. So we're doing our IPO right now, and so many thousands of people are investing in Punch TV Studios, which is absolutely exciting.
Yeah.
Thousands of the people that are invested in our company are all mostly first-time investors, and they never got a chance to be a part of an IPO. Most people, quote-unquote, never get a chance to be a part of IPO. That's only for the elite. So we've brought it down for the average person to be able to be a part of our IPO.
And you're doing $1 shares,
right?
Yeah,
I think it's $1 a share.
That's so cool.
You can get $1 a share. So you can go to our website, punchtvstudios.com, and click on the Invest Now button and get your shares.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're doing our shares at $1 a share, which I thought was very important. So that, and that's just the offering price of the stock. That's not the opening price when we begin trading on Wall Street. And it's going to be super exciting.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Super exciting.
So obviously this is a more recent thing, but tell me about some of the lessons you've learned about funding from the beginning of Punch TV Studios.
Funding was always very hard, very, very difficult. But I was fortunate that I had a couple really good partners that started with me early on. And I'm so thankful to one of my good partners more than others. And because even when the chips were down and we battled, me and my partners, we battled.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want you to think it was like this smooth thing or whatever. You know, hey, man, I need another $100,000. Do you think you could do, you know?
Yeah.
Hell no, I'm not giving you another $100,000. You know, and it's, okay, well, here's $100,000. Okay, now what are you going to do with it? I'm going to go do this. Okay. So I'm thankful that I had that. And so that when we took a very hard spill, it was very difficult to rebuild trust and to do that whole kind of thing. But I finally got the trust back. And then he gave us enough money to do what we're doing right now. And it's been amazing. Absolutely amazing. But getting the money is certainly the hardest part. God knows.
This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. So you said that having a great team is super important. How do you keep good employees and create a good corporate culture in your company?
I've been thinking about our culture a lot, and we have a lot of fun. For the most part, I mean, it's all work. It's all business. You know, anybody who's in the entertainment business, you know how tough it is. You realize early on how tough it is to do what we do at this level. It's hard as nails. And so I try to incentivize our employees that we have, especially those that have been with me for a long time. And I think we're on track. I think my employees really get off seeing the successes that we've had. We've had some major successes of late. And it's just been awesome. It's like things that I was talking about 3, 4, 5 years ago are manifesting themselves now. And so the employees that we have are really like, hey, man, you're not going to come in here and mess this up for us, you know?
Yeah.
To the new guys that are here, you know.
How would you describe your leadership style?
Prior, and this might help a lot of entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
I didn't really want to trust my team. I'm just going to tell you. It's like I had to do everything. I'm just going to tell you. It's just the way it was. I was just like, you know. But I was working myself to death. And I'm going to say that you can't enjoy life if you're working yourself to death. You just can't do it. And so what I've tried to do now is empower my team members. Go do what you got to do. Just bring me back the results. That's more where I am today.
Yeah.
I'm more results oriented.
So you used to be a micromanager a little bit, and now you're empowering them to go
you just can't,
do it on their own.
You can't do certain things well. Every day, day in, day out, yourself. For me, when I decided to be an entrepreneur, I decided that whatever it cost for me to achieve my success, I was going to do it. I was willing to pay the cost. And that cost has been a very high cost, both personally, financially, emotionally, and spiritually. But I was willing to do that because I had a vision for what I want for Punch TV Studios. And I have a vision for making the movies about people's lives that I really want to tell.
So it's for the person that's willing to make a lot of sacrifices, this is the number one thing that you got to do.
You got to do it. And I think the one mistake that I made was, you know, early on, back when I was married, I should get the buy-in of your family if you can. You know, you want to bring your wife along. You want to, you know, hey, babe, I need you to be along with me on this. Mm-hmm. I know it's different. I don't know how it's going to work out. And we may fall on our face, but I need you to be along with me on that. Mm-hmm. And don't try to be like a soldier by yourself.
System.
You need that support. And, you know, fellas, you know, women are a little more.
Watch it. Be careful. There is a woman in the room.
No, I know. I mean, but you know, women need security, right? So you want to feel secure. So you need to make sure that if you're challenging your entrepreneur and you're married and you're in a relationship or whatever, that you really do what you can to make your significant other feel secure.
It's all a balance, and it's a tough balance between personal and professional.
I don't know where the balance is. I really don't.
I don't think anyone's fully got it figured out. But as long as you're trying, moving in the right direction, that's what it's all about. Joseph Collins, thank you so much for all of your wisdom. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
Are you determined to donate more of your money to Planned Parenthood in 2018? Do you like supporting sanctuary cities and big government? Your current big mobile cell phone does. This year, pledge to be part of a New Year's revolution at Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is revolutionizing the way cell phones are used. They refuse to be a part of Washington's swamp and Big Mobile's mess. To make it even better for every new customer or line that joins in January, Patriot Mobile is giving a month of service for free when you sign up for 24 months. A whole month of service for free. Patriot Mobile believes in conservatives like you, and 2018 is the year to continue the movement. Are you ready for free phone service? Are you ready for a New Year's revolution? Find out more at patriotmobile.com and...
The United States Postal Service has been around since 1775, and since then, you can rely on the Postal Service to make sure what matters to you gets to your mailbox. You'd think you couldn't improve on that. But now, with informed delivery notifications, you'll know when those important packages and letters are coming to your mailbox, with an email every morning telling you what's on the way. It's the reliability of the United States Postal Service matched with the technology of today. It's time to get peace of mind. Sign up now for free at informeddelivery.com. Informed Delivery. If it's in the mail, it's in your email.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Stars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, and joining us, our guest today is Emily Webb. She's the CEO of Myluka. Tell us about your app.
Of course, I'd love to. Myluka is an on-demand private parking app that capitalizes on underutilized parking spaces in congested and urban areas.
So tell us how you're growing this, because I love the concept. I love the idea. I think it's, you know, one of those kind of offshoots of, it's the Uber, it's the Airbnb, and everybody's trying to like copy some version of taking that into a new industry and a new niche and vertical. And it sounds like you're doing that with parking, but tell me how you're planning on actually growing it.
Growing it has been an exciting challenge because
it's a good way of framing it.
It's a new marketplace. We are on the verge of creating something that really hasn't had a national success before. So by growing it, we have been really working on brand awareness, waking people up to the idea of being able to park in people's driveway, building trust in the community by continuing to have a presence, by getting local blog writers to write about us, constantly doing product development, improving our app, listening to our users, trying different traction channels, content marketing, social media marketing, digital marketing.
So everything.
Everything, but something.
Seeing what works. What works the best?
I would say that Facebook and business development works the best. People want to know that they can make money and that excites them. And so through Facebook, we're able to really hone in on demographics and interest and create a target market for us. And through those avenues, we've been able to get people to list around venues in Los Angeles. So we have a lot of traction around the Hollywood Bowl. We recently just got 50 spaces around the Coliseum where USC is. And as soon as you get the buzz going and you hit a pain point and you really focus on what those people in that neighborhood need to hear, then the company starts growing. So it's not a shotgun approach. It's very much refined, focused, understanding every municipality in Los Angeles that we're targeting.
Where have you found people tend to adopt and use the app more consistently? Is it the people that have the house that rent out their driveway, or is it the consumer that's actually going to rent the driveway?
I would say that the supply, the inventory of parking spaces is where the traction is heavier right now. The parkers.
So me letting somebody rent my driveway, more people are doing that than the opposite.
Right. We haven't been heavily marketing the app for parkers to make reservations because we've been building up our supply side.
Okay.
And now we're really promoting the demand side. And now that we have spaces, we just did a huge marketing push for the Rams. So we offered a promo code and had free spaces to offer at the Rams game.
Yeah.
So I find that it's going to be a little bit tougher to change the behavior of people parking, to let them know that it's okay to park in someone's driveway, that these private spaces are available to the public through our platform. So it's more about changing people's mentality, I think, and them getting used to the fact that private parking is a thing.
How do you get the Rams to come on board? Because that's a pretty cool accomplishment.
Oh, I would love to have them on board. We're actually going to approach the Coliseum and see if we can create a partnership because of our marketing campaigns have proven successful. Mm-hmm. We're getting spaces around there. It's a huge parking problem. Partnering with the Rams would be a dream, but we're just taking it one day at a time and making sure we build a strong business before approaching them.
Which cities? It sounds like you're starting in LA first, but are you guys branching out to other cities currently?
We are not branching out to other cities.
We're solely focused on LA.
We think it's a great market. There's great surrounding neighborhoods. There are so many driveways that sit empty every single day, from Brentwood to Venice to Hollywood. So we're really trying to make this LA's private parking app.
So how did you come up with the idea? Because I feel like probably a million people have had a similar idea where you're driving and you're like, I can't find a spot. I can't find a spot. Maybe these people aren't home. Maybe I can park in their driveway. Maybe I'll park in their driveway. I'm only going to be an hour. And maybe they won't come out, or maybe they're not home yet. And so I think we've all had that thought at some point when you're like struggling to find a space as you see all these driveways. So how did you actually come up with the idea, though?
I get that all the time. What a brilliant idea. And I thought of that. Well, executing it is extremely challenging and rewarding at the same time.
I thought about going to Mars, but I'm sure not executing that.
Exactly. I took on a very big challenge, but what was your question?
The question was, how did you come up with the idea? Lots of people have those ideas, and okay. I myself have been, like I was saying, driving around and those driveways look pretty nice to just pull the car into, but you know, you hope and you pray that the person doesn't come home. So you actually turn that into a business model. So how'd you come up with the idea, though?
Yeah, so I never had parking problems ever in my life until I moved to Los Angeles.
Just champagne problems.
What's that?
Just champagne problems.
So I got my first studio apartment in Hollywood, and there's no parking available. And so I had to find a lot of street parking, and my car got broken into, and my GPS got stolen, and it was horrible. And then I would have to leave 2 hours to, you know, earlier in the morning to get to work in Brentwood. where I would then have to find more street parking. Yeah. And I got street cleaning tickets all the time. And public parking was a lot of money every day. And as I circled the Brentwood community, I just saw hundreds of spaces sitting there empty. And then I was able to pitch this idea to an investor who has similar pain points as me and started realizing that there is a lot of space sitting empty in Los Angeles. And then we started our journey into executing the vision.
I love that. So you, just as many of us, just driving around, getting those, getting the tickets in LA, but seeing those driveways. I love how you came up with the idea. CEO of MyLuca, an app that's basically the Uber or Airbnb, I guess, the Airbnb of parking. Emily Webb is joining us. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, and we're talking about, let's talk about company culture real fast. As you begin to grow, I know you guys are just a startup, but as you begin to grow, what type of things do you want to create for your company culture?
I'm so excited to create.
You're very casual.
A company,
I remember you said, like, this is the most stressed up you get. So is it going to be a very laid back company culture?
Yeah, I think promoting work from home options is something that not a lot of companies believe in, because you have to find the right people. You have to know they're motivated, they're self-starters, they're determined no matter what environment they're in. And I think that people have a lot to balance every day, from working out to picking up your kids to making dinner, going to the grocery store. And, you know, an 8-hour day in an office can be semi-productive, but I feel like people don't get to live their lives. So I want to create an environment and a culture where working is a part of life, and you can work at 9 o'clock or 5 a.m., 9 o'clock at night. So I'm not a big fan of like the corporate office environment culture. And I just want to treat my employees great. I want to offer great benefits. I want everyone to be a part of the team and feel a part of the team. And I want to have a laid back environment where we're all passionate about, you know, building a great company and doing the right thing.
So you sound like you're going to be a pretty fun boss or partner to work with.
On a good day.
Keeping it casual.
Yeah.
So I already know the answer to this question, but I have to ask it anyways for the people tuning in with us. And that is, has being an entrepreneur and being on your journey so far, has it been easy?
I would not say it's been easy.
Why?
I would say it's been fun, exciting, challenging.
What have some of the challenges been? A lot of people, I feel like some people underestimate how difficult it actually is to become an entrepreneur.
I think so too. And I think some of the challenges really started out in the beginning. I quit my job and I'm working from home, and you kind of wonder where to start. Is it the legal agreements? Is it the financial projections? Do you write a business plan? What is the revenue model going to look like? Who are your competitors? So I spent 2.5 years building this company, and I'm at a point where we can have fun with it. We can execute it. We can market. We can grow our user base. But everything leading up until this point, I was looking for answers a lot that weren't necessarily there. And the people to answer those questions weren't there. I have outsourced my entire team. I've been extremely lucky to have, you know, multiple attorneys behind me, financial advisors, mentors, an incredible business partner and investor. And every day still you feel as though there are so many questions and there's no one to answer them. There's no Bible. There's no rule book. There's nothing in this world to tell you what to do when you're building your own business. And, you know, business books are great, and how to raise capital or how to market your product. And those are very cut and dry, but every business is different and unique, and you're going to have to figure it out on your own.
And you've been doing that, and you've luckily, as you mentioned, you've had some great people surrounding yourself with. So you sound like you must be good at networking. So for the person out there who's not good at networking, what's like the networking 101 tips?
Just be outgoing, be friendly, be funny, be yourself, ask a lot of questions about other people. You don't necessarily have to place yourself in a networking environment. No matter where I go, those people end up coming to a next holiday party, new people that I've never met before, their friends come. I host a lot of parties. I engage myself in other people's lives, what their businesses are, who they are. And I think you just have to really spend a lot of time getting to know other people to build those relationships. So asking a lot of questions is an easy way out.
Simple advice. I think that a lot of people who struggle with networking can benefit from that. You just got to always be asking good questions and looking to learn from the people around you.
Yes.
Emily, it was a pleasure having you on the show. And I hope that the next time I'm struggling to get parking here in LA, I can just download your app and park in someone's driveway.
You can right now. Download awesome. It on your iOS.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Take care. Thank you.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Failures are good for you. That's right. Failures can be good for you. The most successful entrepreneurs are interested and dedicated to the creative process of growing a company. That includes failures, setbacks, and missteps in order to, that's right, learn from them and push forward toward achieving the success you desire and deserve. A company that is scared to fail is a company that will lack innovation and will most likely be beat by its competitor. If you are dealing with failure, here are three steps that can lead to possible success. Number one, reframe. Try to look at the situation from different angles. Take in the information and what you know about the failure and determine what happened and why. Number two, revise. Decide if this situation needs to be fixed or forgotten completely. Now it's time to number three, refocus. Embrace your new path and focus on it. Remember, failure is a step towards your ultimate success. It's a lesson and a challenge, a chance to learn, grow, and move forward. I'm Alex Worley, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE, 844-91-BIBLE.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack, and this is Business Rockstars. My guest today is Jason Nazar. He's the CEO and co-founder of Comparably. And the question is that he's going to help us answer, why are sales so important and how do you generate more of them? Jason, it's great to have you.
Thanks.
So why are sales so important and how can we generate more of them?
First off, everything you do as an entrepreneur is sales. So sometimes we think sales is something you just do as a salesperson, and it's got a dirty connotation. And the reason that is because we often feel it's somebody pushing something on us that we don't want. Mm. But what sales is the art of persuasion of how you get what you want and how I get what I want. And so as an entrepreneur or somebody thinking about starting a business, everything you do is sales. Recruiting your team, raising money, getting your team to build the product that you want them to build. Selling your product to your customers.
Getting them to help you support you in your vision or your goals.
Yes.
It's all sales, right?
And so from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep, you're actively engaging in sales. So that's the first thing. Everybody has to understand the process of how you build sales, which is mutual interest towards a common goal.
Okay.
So there's a five-step process that I've talked about for many years. I got this from a whole bunch of other folks. You know, I'm sure you have a similar process yourself. You know, but the process that I was taught that then I've added to is you gain interest, you establish credibility, you establish need, you offer a solution, and then you have a system for a fast, easy transaction.
Okay.
All right. So let's walk through each of these steps.
One.
All right. So the first thing, gain interest, right? What is everybody most interested in then?
And they're all tuned into the channel, WIIFM, right? What's in it for me?
Exactly. And so the big mistake that people make to start is that we talk about ourselves and we should be talking about other people. And generally, people are thinking about one of three things, health, money, and love.
Yeah.
And so if you talk to them about those things for them, you almost always have their captive interest.
So tap into the story that's going on in their mind about their interests?
Absolutely. People are always most interested in their story and their life. You know, one of my secrets of public speaking, and probably like you, I've done some, you know, is the reason I never get nervous when I go up on stage, whether it's for 50 people or 5,000, is because I know they're actually not thinking about me. Mm. They're thinking about them. So if you can learn to talk to somebody about them and say out loud the things that they're thinking in their head, you always have their captive interest.
Yeah.
The second thing is you establish credibility, right? Sometimes you have credibility because of what you've done in the past. So I went to business school, I went to law school, I started a company. I'm the entrepreneur in residence for the city of LA. Those things establish credibility.
Yeah.
But
which is step two.
But as important is you have credibility for the way that you interact with somebody. You have credibility because you have integrity, because you communicate clearly, because you have their best interest at heart. So credibility doesn't only have to come for things that you've previously achieved. It comes just from your persona and who you are and your intent. The third step and the most important one of the entire process is to establish need. The absolute best salespeople in the world don't do much talking.
They just ask questions.
They ask questions. And they ask questions that get at your core need. I can come here and I can think that I have something that you want, and I can be talking about all the different benefits of it, whether it's a home or a car or a blender or working at my company, but I'm really just guessing about what's important to you versus just simply saying, hey, what's most important to you about a job? What are you most looking for?
So the questions help diagnose. It's like the old saying about doctors, right? Diagnostic
without, or prescription without diagnostic is malpractice.
Mm-hmm.
And so just like we're talking about there,
absolutely,
you got to diagnose the person to really figure out their wants and their needs,
yeah,
to figure out if your product or service is the best fit. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. When I interview candidates to hire them, it's a sales process. It's a mutual sales mm-hmm. process. They're trying to sell me on hiring them. And if I like them, I'm trying to sell them on coming to work for us. And so the very first thing I do is I ask them, I don't talk about our company. I don't say everything they're going to get out of it. I don't say what their job and responsibility is going to be. I ask, what's most important to you about work? Where do you want to be in 5 years? And what are you most looking for?
And based on what they tell you, you'll make the decision.
Yeah. If they're a candidate that we want, then if we have the things that they want, all I need to do is check off the boxes.
Mm.
Okay, you want autonomy, you want a career advancement, you want a chance to earn more than what you make, you want a chance to build something that affects millions of people's lives. Well, you can have all of that comparably, right? I just go one by one. But yeah, I wouldn't know to offer those things if I didn't first establish need.
Mm.
And so need starts with not what I need, but what you need.
Okay. So that always boils back down to your ability to ask quality questions, probing diagnostic questions. And then you just can simply say, based on what you've shared with me, this is or is not a fit.
Absolutely. And that's when you go to step four, which is offer a solution. And so, you know, people will often say something like, oh, this person is such a great salesperson. They could sell anything to anybody. And my instant response is, great people can't and don't sell anything to anybody.
I love that.
Because first off, I'm not going to sell you something that you don't need. That's not what makes me great.
That's like saying a great doctor can prescribe anything to anyone.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
That's not bonding us. That's not helping us. That's manipulation.
And there's no integrity.
Exactly. Right. But if there's something that you need, right, you know, I gave this example one time. Like a salesperson has a dirty concept because you often think, oh, this is going to be somebody that offers me something I don't want. You know, and they're going to try to take my money out of my pocket to give me something I don't want. But, you know, if you're on a desert island and you haven't had anything to drink for 2 days and there's a water salesman, what you need more than anything
else.
Because
you don't need to be sold. You want it already.
Yeah.
We're talking about why are sales so important and how can you generate more of them? Jason Nazar, you're on tip number 5 in the process.
Sure. So let's go through all of them to start and we'll come to number 5. You gain interest, so you talk about the person. You establish credibility by having integrity and talking about the things you've done in your past. Most importantly, establish need by asking people and understanding where they're coming from and what they're looking for. If your solution matches their need, you simply say, hey, here's what I do and this is why you should get it. By that point, you often have your customer, they'll say things to you like, well, how do I pay? Or where do we go from here? Or what's the next step? Or how do I get the product?
Like, they're ready to buy.
They'll tell you they want to move forward. You don't have to ask them. The final step is simply have a system for a fast, easy transaction, which is at the moment somebody wants something, don't create any artificial barriers to them getting it.
Jason Nazar, you're a rock star,
Thanks.
Brother. I appreciate you for coming on.
Nice to meet you, Mark.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams Paisley. When my mother was diagnosed with dementia, we didn't know where to turn. For my family, the decision to move her into long-term care was heart-wrenching. From the start, I wish we'd known about the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. Their free, unbiased resources can help you.
Biz Talk Radio,